Yo, yo, it's your boy Rap Funk. Back here on another day. And if you're listening to me, you here on another day too. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back for making it through the night and seeing the morning. Today I want to come to y'all talk about truthfulness. And it affects when you're not being truthful. Let me go ahead and put it out there. Yesterday, me and my wife caught our son in a lie. And granted, you know, teenagers are teenagers; they do what they do. But I don't raise no liars, right? You know what I'm saying? If you gonna lie to somebody else, don't lie to me. Straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? And don't keep the practice of lying. But anyway, so my son, he has drama class, and he also has a girlfriend. You know, he got a little teenage social life, which is good, and I applaud that. That's what's up. Do your thing, because at one time and point, he would not break out of his shell. I tried everything to try to get him to play sports, do whatever, so he can go out there and have a child's life, you know, grow up, social child's life, like every parent want their parent, I mean their child to do. So I'm saying that to say, hey, I'm liberal enough to let the dude grow. I'm not trying to confine him and restrict him in any way outside of doing, you know, bad things. Of course, I'm not going to promote my son doing bad. Anyway, so how the story goes, he's in drama class, and every single day out of the week, he go to drama. Okay, that's what he tells us. Every day, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. All right, so maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, I should say, I found out that drama class ain't every day. Okay, it's Monday through Thursday, so it's not Friday. But on Fridays, he come home like he just came from drama class. Give me stories about what happened in drama class and everything. Okay. So I just stopped asking him, because I'm like, I know he lying and I know what he doing. He out there playing with his friends and stuff. And it's Friday, it's the weekend. Hey, I mean, it ain't much I expect out of school students on a Friday. So go ahead, I'll go ahead and hang with you, your homies. Do what you gotta do. Go ahead, do what you do. Not mad at you. Let me go ahead and fast forward, speed it up a little bit. So, about 2 days ago, you know, I finished my work. I knock off early, and my wife, she knock off early too. So basically, we together, and we gonna go stop at the grocery store that's right across the street from my son's school. The son's who does drama at the school every day, right? So we go up to the school, and they basically say that there is no drama class. Ain't no drama class today. It was canceled. At this point, we don't know where my son at. Have no idea. You know, he might be home. We ain't called home to check to see if he was there. So, all right, so we carry on. And then, you know, we actually go back and double check. We ain't go back and double check, because what it was, we went to the school first, and then we went to the grocery store. And then after we left the grocery store, we just went back up there again, because the first time we went in there, it was students. And he was saying, I don't know. I think they said over the intercom that it was canceled for the day. Right? Okay. They students, they might not have all of the information. Okay? That might be the case with that. So we go back after we finish grocery shopping and we run into a teacher. She's like, nah, I don't see him in there. Matter of fact, I don't even see the teacher's car. So I'm quite sure they canceled it. So boom, we actually got two confirmations in it. And when we went to the school to ask the kids, they actually took us to the auditorium and it was empty. Now, that's all the proofs that we have for that time until we get home to see if our son just came home from school. We get home and he ain't there. And we ain't heard from him or nothing. So, when he gets home, of course, by nature, we question. So, hey, man, you know, how was school? Good. How was drama? Good. What did y'all do? Whole story. Right now, I can't remember what the story was, but it was a whole story in detail and everything. Every detail. Like, yeah, we did such and such, and then such and such, and then such and such. Yeah, we just did all of these things, such and such and such and such. Mad talkative, speaking all them lies. And me and my wife, we look at each other, we look at him. Yeah, oh yeah? And then we asked him some question, man. And he's like, we asked if somebody was there. He was sure they was there. He was like, yeah, unless I got a big imagination. And we was like, yeah, you might have a bigger imagination than we got. Because we went up to your school and nobody was there. At that point, all his expressions stopped. He had no more words. All them lovely words that he just had, expressing all of the things they just did in a class that didn't occur. He had no words. All right, so we keep asking him, like, you sure you was in drama class? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. To my face, to my wife's face. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Okay. Where your drama teacher number? I ain't got it. Convenient. You can't pull it up off the laptop that they give you. I know they got a directory of the names and stuff. Okay, let me get my laptop. Is dead. You can't call nobody else to get their number. I don't know their phone numbers. So we say okay. We say okay because we ain't get the final seal. We say okay, we'll go to school tomorrow and get your teacher number and bring it back home to us. So he goes to school. While he in school, we call up there and speak to the teacher. Teacher say, no, it was canceled. Canceled. Now, mind you, my wife texts his girlfriend, asked if she see him. And she was like, yes, ma'am. Seen him in drama class, but I had to leave early. I'm leaving now, though. As in to say, okay. In order for this plan to work, she got to think we ain't together so she don't keep hitting me up. got his girlfriend lying. So, needless to say, we confronted him about the lies, punished him, and this morning this fool wanna pack all his stuff and act like he gonna leave the house. Let me tell you something about people out there that's like that, because it's just not my son. He gonna grow out of this. I'm gonna help him grow out of it. But let me tell you something about that, man. You can't motherfucking get mad at somebody pulling your motherfucking card, man. You can't get mad. Can't get mad, can't play the victim. Can't do none of that shit. You need to just pick your damn face up and tell the damn truth. Next time you lie, and this is the moral of my story, the next time your ass lie, think about being honest. Peace.